Go this way. Good afternoon, friends. I am on my lunch break at work, and I thought I'd tell you a story. Okay, so I was in the music scene for a lot of years when I was younger, and I bounced around from a few different bands, and some of you know and have heard me sing, and some of you have not, but I don't know if I'm going to post any of that type of stuff or not. I do like to sing a lot, but I'm not sure if I'm going to go there, but anyways, so we played shows all the time, this one particular band that I was in, and we had a practice space that was in this big warehouse building, and it had practice spaces, and it had like a small venue, like inside the same facility, and so we eventually booked a show there, and it was fun because it was a couple of the band members were from that town, so there was a good amount of local support, and it was a lot of fun. And there was this girl that came who was friends with my bassist, and I've wanted to hook up with this girl for a while. She came to a lot of shows. She was really cool. Definitely, like, you know, the black hair, tattoos, piercings type of girl. She's, like, I've looked her up since this, and she is, like, covered in tattoos. Like, like, I love tattoos on girls so much. And, so it doesn't bother me at all, but I was just surprised at how, like, there's, like, on her face and her neck, her hands and fingers, like, both arms are covered, just lots of tattoos, but, she wasn't as covered at this point, but, so she was at the show, rocking out with everybody, and it was a lot of fun, and, I got to talking to her after our set, and everybody was just kind of, like, hanging out at the venue, and, like, we headlined, so, they didn't, like, kick us out or anything, because it was just, like, it was also just, like, a chill spot and a jam space, so, like, once the show was over, they turned off on the lights, and then we could just hang out there, so we're all hanging out, and I'm talking to her, and, she's kind of giving me, like, this flirty vibe, so I'm throwing it right back at her, and I talk about how cool our practice space is. It's, you know, down the hall, so it's cool that, like, you know, we don't have far to bring our equipment. We just bring it right down the hall and put it back. And she's like, "Oh, I've never seen your practice space." I was like, "You haven't? Well, that is a shame. Maybe I should give you a tour." And so, so smooth, right? Totally. So, I tell one of the band members, like, "Hey, I'm gonna bring somebody to the practice space to show it to them, alone for a little while, if you get what I mean." Okay, good. And he understood. So, he was kind of like my wingman, sort of just like my security guard, kind of keeping people away from that hallway. So I take her down, and all the doors are locked. I got a key, so, but so do the other band members. So at any point, somebody could have walked in. So we go in the room, and of course, like, we're in our younger years, and we're, like, in a band, so we're just, like, a bunch of horny young dudes, so, like, there's one wall in the practice space that is completely covered in, like, porno magazine pictures and stuff. So, like, they just, like, shredded, like, 20 magazines and just taped up pictures all over the walls. So, like, so that was one wall, and I was just like, so there's that. But she was definitely into it, so. So we also had a couch in there for chilling, and so sat down on the couch, and I sat next to her, and we were just shooting the shit about whatever, and I look at her, and she looks at me, and we stop talking for like 10 seconds, just like looking at each other, and I remember I said to her, what did I say? I said something like, now that that shit's out of the way, is it okay if I kiss you now? Or, like, do we still have to talk for a little while? And she laughed. Or whatever I said, it made her laugh. And she grabbed me and started kissing me. And as soon as she started kissing me, I was like, I thought I was going to rip a hole through my jeans. I was, like, I couldn't, I was so turned on. It was crazy, just because I've wanted this girl for so long. She was so hot. And, like, I'm not the most confident person in the entire world. So, like, when I get the chance to be with a girl that I find that's, like, super hot like this, I was, like, over the moon. So, so we're kissing, and she's, like, grabbing at me, and she, like, hops in my lap, and she's, like, grinding on me through our clothes, and I'm trying not to, like, jizz in my pants. And, she gets up off me, and she's, like, always been very, like, blunt and direct. So, she gets up. This truck is gonna fucking clobber me, isn't it? Nope. Good. Alright, so she gets up. Sorry about that. And she unbuttons her pants and she just drops it to her ankles and she like walks around the couch and like bends over the end of the couch and she's just leaning there on her elbows, like looking at me and just sort of like wiggling her butt, like, I'm waiting. And normally, when I hook up with somebody, I love, like, a lot more, like, foreplay and stuff like that. But, like, I think we both realize that I just got done performing. So, like, my area is probably sweaty and not really, like, not everybody is down with getting up close and personal with that. So, she obviously could tell that I was ready to go anyway. So, I walk around and I'm looking at her and, like, oh my god, so she had like the most perfect looking pussy, and I was like fumbling with my belt, and she's like laughing at me, and I finally like get it undone, and I drop my pants to my knees, and I'm like thinking like, fuck, I don't have a fucking condom. And I'm, like, just kind of, like, sort of, like, frozen for a second. And, I just, like, I press the tip to her pussy. And I'm holding the base, like, really tight. And I'm just, like, rubbing it up and down her. And I'm just, like, I'm gonna see what she says or does at this point. To see if she's, like, looks back and is, like, did you put a condom on? Or if she just goes with it. And, she was, I tried to tell her to be quiet, but she was not very quiet, and I don't know who was in the room. There's rooms all over, you know, the hallway, so, like, there could be people in the rooms next to us, and, I mean, I locked the door when we went in, but, so I'm rubbing the head of my cock against her pussy, and, sliding it up and down and up and down and up and down and up and down. And when it goes up and it's like lined up with her opening, she just like gripped onto the couch and slammed herself back into me, almost to the point where she knocked me over because I was a little taken by surprise. I did not expect that. But, oh my God, like, she slammed back into me and, like, looked back and smiled. And, like, I think to, like, okay, let's get this show on the road, like, just fuck me already. So, I remember how, like, soaking wet she was, because it slipped right in with, like, zero issue, and then I gripped her ass with both hands and, like, squeezed and, like, spread her a little bit, and when I pulled myself out, my cock was, like, super, super wet and shiny, and I'm, like, looking around the room at something else to focus on, because I'm, like, if I slam this back in, I might just finish, but, I was able to muster up the strength to really just fucking... I pounded the shit out of her for... I don't know how, but, like, for, like, a solid couple minutes, I just, like, thumped away at her and... I think, like, part of it was because, like, I'm like, okay, so, like, step one, she didn't want me to wear a condom. We're all good. We're doing this. And then now step two, it's like, but does she want me to pull out? Like, we didn't have any kind of conversation before this. So should I pull out or not? So, like, this internal debate is happening while I'm fucking the hell out of this girl. And just, like, slamming her into the couch. The couch is, like, slowly inching its way across the room. And, like, her, like, moaning and the wet sounds of my cock inside her. And I almost forgot. One of the most magical things about this girl is there are some girls that are, like, small-framed and, like, somewhat petite. Like, she was kind of like that. But, like, something that, like, is interesting and just super hot to me for some weird reason is she was the type of girl that when I pushed my cock all the way into her pussy... her asshole, like, puckered and kind of, like, pushed out a little bit. And when I slid my cock out, it, like, went back to normal. And it doesn't happen with everybody, but it happens with, like, the smaller girls. And I'm pretty thick, so, like, that's also why. But it's interesting, and I find it super sexy when it does happen. But anyway, so I'm, like... I'm digging my fingers into her ass and I'm squeezing her and I'm just slamming my cock into her fucking harder and harder. And I'm like, what am I gonna do? Like, I mean, if she doesn't say anything and it comes down to, like, I'm gonna pull out just in case, right? Like, it's obviously not a sure thing because, as some people know, I drip a lot of pre-cum, which that's a story for another day. But I'm going to pull out anyways, just on the safe side. And as some of you know, I'm kind of vocal and I like to try to talk dirty when I can, you know, sometimes, once in a while, you know, it's kind of cool. So, I mean, I'm getting closer and I tell her, you know, like, I'm so close, I'm gonna come, like, you know, whatever I said to her, and she told me, don't you fucking dare pull out, and I'm pretty sure before she could even finish saying that, I started to come, but I didn't want her to know that exactly, so I gave it, like, 2 or 3 seconds, and by the time I said, like, oh my God, I'm coming, like, I had already come inside her pussy, she was already fucking full overflowing down my balls, like, it was, like, dripping off me, flinging across the floor, and, I mean, I just kept thumping away while I said it, because I didn't want to be like, oh, I'm coming, and then immediately stop, because I already did, and have her be like, I don't understand what's happening, so, I fucked her pretty much until I started to go soft, and I'm like, okay, she might start to notice this, and whatever, so I think I can stop it. But it was so intense and amazing. It was because, like, I don't normally have sex with in such a brightly lit room, right? Like, is you turn on the light in the jam space, and it's just like three like really bright recessed lights and stuff, and it was like, I don't know. I felt very like open and exposed, which was also very sexy. I kept thinking, at any moment, like, the dipshit I told I was going to the room could have, like, went to get a beer or talked to somebody, and another band member's like, oh, I'm gonna bring the shit to the practice space and, like, walk in on us, which added to the excitement. And then just the fact that I've wanted this fucking girl for so long that, was, like, topped it all off, so, yeah, so after I got her some paper towels to kind of clean herself up a little bit, we put our pants on, and she was very much like, cool, thanks, all right, let's go back and hang out with some people, and just, like, walked out of the room, and I'm like, no, okay, I mean, that's cool, like, all right. And it was funny because, like, she made me feel like we had sex a lot after that. We hooked up for a while after that. And she was always very much like the stereotypical guy in the situation that was like, as soon as like she came and I came and everything was done, she would just be like, all right, let's fucking do something, or like, or I might just head home, or whatever. And it was like, I'm sitting there like, you don't even want to, like, cuddle for a minute first or anything? And she's just like, nah, dude, I ain't a cuddler. And I'm just like, okay, cool. It was just, it was very funny because I didn't really feel like that with anybody else. Like, I kind of go with the flow with whoever I'm with and, like, what they want to do. Like, I love to cuddle and stuff, and I also love to just get up and do shit, too, or I'm going to pass out. I kind of go along with who I'm with and, like, what they want to do. But, like, she totally made me want to just, like, snuggle. And she was just like, nah, dude, like, I ain't about that life. And I'm just like, what? Okay. She's like, yeah, no, I'm not, like a normal girl, if you haven't noticed. Like, I want to fuck. And then I kind of either want to, like, go eat something or just, like, go home and, like, do something else. I was just like, oh, my God. This is so cool. And, like, weird, and, like, I don't know. I had such mixed emotions about it. But that was a long time ago, and, oh, them's were the days. I had a lot of fun when I was in that band. But yeah, so that was that story. I hope it was all right. I hope it didn't suck. Thank you for listening, and I shall post something else soon. Bye!